It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and most importantly, why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
An enormous broadcast on tap for you today. We've got a very specific reaction to the nomination of Judge Kavanaugh by the woman who wants to be the next senator from the state of New York. Shel Farley will join me a bit later. Also, Ari Zoldan here to talk technology, but we start with analysis of last night's nomination right away.
Binge thinking.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Judge Kavanaugh has devoted his life to public service, authoring over 300 opinions which have been widely admired for their skill, insight, and rigorous adherence to the law.
It's going to be one of the primary stories and battles between now and the election that our country's ever seen. Because with the nomination of Judge Kavanaugh last night by the president, what we are walking into is a complete paradigm shift on the Supreme Court. We're talking about a court that will go from primarily being an activist, opportunistic court to a court that now is concerned about the consistency of the efficacy of the Constitution. Do the words on the page matter? That's what will now be asked whenever a case comes before the Supreme Court. So we are truly at a kind of landmark sea change moment in America. And that's why everybody on all sides of this issue is fighting like mad to win. Sadly, the Democrats have lost most of their ability to win. Sadly for them, I guess. I'm not sad about it at all. But they've lost 1,000 statewide, federal and local elections. They've lost the majorities in both bodies of Congress, and they've lost the White House. And when you lose all of those because you've pushed an agenda that is really far out of the mainstream, even people that are slightly to the left of center are going to say, I don't know, I don't want completely open borders. I don't want, all kinds of anarchy running loose with the sexual teachings in schools of our kids. I don't want, people to have abortion up to the day of delivery. Like, you just start to hit the common sense boundaries with people. And now that's what has happened. And it's happened long enough that we may actually see this sea change come about. Now, what does all of this mean? Let's get some expert analysis on this from Attorney Gail Trotter. She's with the Judicial Crisis Network. You've seen her on Fox News as a legal analyst, but she's also an attorney. And we spoke with Brooke Singman of Fox News yesterday. She announced this $10 million ad buy from the good guys to help get Kavanaugh confirmed. Gail Trotter can give us some insight on that. Gail, welcome to the Kevin McCullough microphone. It's good to have you.
I'm delighted to be with you, Kevin.
Gail, you heard my opening monologue there. What did I get wrong?
You got nothing wrong. I would agree 100% because I'm the guest and I'm supposed to agree with the host, right?
Not at all. In fact, if you do disagree with me, I want you to say it. But in terms of how significant this is, people, even today, Fox is reporting that there's some schisms within the conservative side of the equation. From where you sit, are those significant and will they mean anything by the time his hearing comes?
Right. Well, I think it's really important for everybody to recognize that what most conservatives want is not a conservative on the Supreme Court. They want an originalist, a person who supports the Constitution. They want the Supreme Court to not be a political naked power organ. They want the Supreme Court to be a place where law is upheld, the Constitution is honored, there's interpretation of the law, and law has meaning. It's this idea idea in opposition to the living constitution, where if you have enough votes and you want to impose your policy preferences on, you know, 300 million Americans, then that's what you go to the Supreme Court to do. It is in opposition to that idea that politics are not part of what the Supreme Court should be weighing in. And President Trump said very clearly, I think this is one of the most transparent processes of selecting a nominee for the Supreme Court. He spoke with lots of legal experts. He came up with his list before he was even elected. He added a few names in September of 2017, and he has done a great job of following through on his promises, first with nominating Neil Gorsuch and getting him confirmed. And now we're going to see that Brett Kavanaugh is going to be another great justice on the Supreme Court.
Let's talk about the math, because there are people, particularly in my city of New York, that believe that this can be stopped. The way I view it, there's four or five vulnerable Democrats, and there's maybe two to three vulnerable Republicans. When the names Rand Paul, Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins are all entered into, they often forget that John McCain used to be that fourth vulnerable, but he immediately tweeted last night what a great pick this was. And in terms of Rand Paul's kind of resistance against the Bush administration and what he perceived to be some of the war issues that he had with the Bush administration, does Rand Paul play ball, or does he go it alone here?
No one can know what they will ultimately decide in their conscience of what they need to do in terms of representing their constituents and being faithful to what they said that they would do when they were elected. I think you will see Republicans support this nominee. I think you will see Democrats from those states that you mentioned that went for President Trump in the 2016 presidential election. I think they will need to assess what their constituents want them to do, if they want to confirm one of the most supremely qualified and nominees to the Supreme Court. And even the left is acknowledging this. If you look at political commentators on other networks, right, CNN, MSNBC.
The New York Times. Yesterday,
exactly.
The Yale professor from the New York Times.
Exactly. Akhil Amar, who was able to go out there and say that of all the lawyers across the country, excluding the justices who are currently on the Supreme Court, no one has better qualifications and more credibility than Brett Kavanaugh does. So it will be very difficult for anyone to oppose him, because by any objective measures, he is definitely qualified and he has this sterling academic credential. He's been on the D.C. Circuit Court for 12 years. He's written over 300 opinions. And the beauty of it is he's not only going to be a great justice who will write well-reasoned opinions, but he's also going to be an influential thought leader on the Supreme Court. And you're going to see the benefit of that for decades to come.
Right. Let's talk about the D.C. Court and how that prepares someone, Gail. It's been said that it is the second most powerful court behind the Supreme Court, although circuit courts are supposed to be, equal in terms of their authority. But he's really not just sat on a bench for 12 years. He's been in some significant cases, and he's had to throw and take punches to really get his judicial philosophy, adjudicated.
He has, and people might wonder why that court is seen as the second highest court in the land. You're right in pointing out that it doesn't literally have more power than the other circuit courts of appeal. But because it's situated in D.C., it handles a lot of really complicated issues dealing with separation of powers, administrative regulatory issues, ERISA matters. So it has extremely complex cases that are coming before it. And the D.C. Circuit has always been known as a feeder for the Supreme Court. And he has this long record of opinions where the Supreme Court has adopted his legal rationale and took it as their own. And what's really amazing is the Supreme Court has done that a number of times when he has dissented from the opinion of the D.C. Circuit, and yet the Supreme Court took his dissent as their rationale for siding with Judge Kavanaugh instead of the larger D.C. Circuit.
No, I was discovering that last night in some research post the announcement, and I was amazed. I think there are 11 instances in which the Supreme Court has endorsed, as a court, the opinion of Judge Kavanaugh. And I'm thinking, if you're a judge somewhere in America, the chance that the Supreme Court will ever, once in your lifetime, endorse one of your opinions is extremely low. Here, almost on average, one per year for the length of time he's been on the federal circuit, the Supreme Court has said, no, this guy's got it right. That, and you just compare that to even the entire Ninth Circuit, which, you know, gets overturned 8 out of 10 times. That's an amazing statistic. Anyway, hey, Gail Trotter, thank you as always. The website is confirmcavanaugh.com, confirmcavanaugh.com. You can find out more about how you can help the confirmation of Judge Kavanaugh go forward. Gail, is great to have you. We'll have you back.
Great pleasure to be with you.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio. When we continue, how would a senator from New York respond to last night's announcement? Well, one decided to go get in the melee on the front steps of the Supreme Court. Yet to come on today's show, Shel Farley, the woman that would like to replace that senator, Kristen Gillibrand, before we're done. Kevin McCullough, don't go away.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Sunny skies and it's 90 degrees in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, looks like an incident's been cleared on the Cross Bronx westbound near 3rd Avenue, but of course it's still slow through the area. Today and for the rest of the week, alternates onto the street parking rules in effect. Inbound Georgia is fine. Inbound Lincoln, minor delays. The outbound Lincoln is 30 minutes. Looking good at the inbound Holland from either approach. The outbound Holland Tunnel, a 30-minute delay. Getting busy in New Jersey, volume delays on the Parkway northbound really slow, 142 to 148. That alone will take you about half an hour. Crash in Patterson, 80 east when it exits 57. That's in the left lane. Crash on 202 south at Old York Road. Then in Yonkers, an injury accident on the thruway northbound at Tuckahoe Road. The thruway northbound is then slow from exit 8 and White Plains across the Tappan Zee right up towards exit 12. Accidents on Long Island on the LIE east when at Jericho Turnpike, one on the southern state eastbound by the Wantagh Parkway. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law and wondered what's the best course of action to take? During Kevin McCullough Radio, you'll hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan, Attorneys at Law, answering a real listener's actual question. If you have a legal question for Mike Connors, the Ask the Lawyer host, simply email the question to mikeconnors@gmail.com. That's mikeconnors@gmail.com. Or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500 and see for yourself. That's Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors every Saturday evening at 6 on AM 970, The Answer.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com, because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. The Ford Summer Sales Event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 60 months plus $1,000 bonus cash on the 2018 EcoSport. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 7/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're not getting a wonderful night's sleep, there's a good chance it could be because of your pillow. And I've got great news, because my friend Mike Lindell, the founder and creator of the most incredible sleep technology ever invented, the MyPillow, has brought back his most popular offer. Buy one premium MyPillow, get the second one free. Sleeping on a MyPillow is unlike anything else you've ever done. It never goes flat. It stays cool through the night. You can adjust it. And the patented fill gives you the exact support you need to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer and awake more refreshed. MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. No questions asked. You can even put it in the washer dryer to wash it yourself. Now, you can get a buy one premium MyPillow and get another premium MyPillow absolutely free by calling 800-506-2641. Use the promo code AM970 or go to MyPillow.com. Just make sure you use the promo code AM970. 800-506-2641, promo code AM970.
Make Wall Street money without working on Wall Street. Cambridge Trading Academy has perfected an automated system that can help you make money while you sleep. Learn to trade step-by-step with their custom software. Whether you're a beginner or professional, you'll work with real traders in live classes. Take the emotion out of investing and make money in up or down markets. Sign up to watch free live trading sessions for 3 days. Go to CambridgeTradingAcademy.com or call 800-971-4160 and listen to the Cambridge Trading Academy show Saturday afternoons at 1 here on AM 970, The Answer.
AM 970, The Answer. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, glad you're with us. The analysis of the next Supreme Court justice continues at Kevin McCullough Radio. We've got Shel Farley, who would be a vote in the Senate to confirm him if she defeated Kirsten Gillibrand. And, you know, well, not for this nomination, obviously, but going forward, she would be there for maybe the next one. We'll get her thoughts on how Kirsten Gillibrand was even relevant last night as she was trying to shout down the crazy at the Supreme Court. Such bizarre photos coming from the steps of the Supreme Court on the heels of an announcement. I'm wondering what my next guest thinks about that. She is a columnist for The New York Post and a gifted Twitterer. You should follow her for sure, at Carol, K-A-R-O-L, on Twitter. Carol Markowitz, welcome back.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
So you see that melee on the steps of the court after everything gets under. And I kid you not, he barely started giving his acceptance speech, and I already had 15 emails hating on him in my inbox. What do you make of this?
It's amazing because a lot of those emails had, you know, she instead of he because they assumed somebody else would get picked. A lot of the emails.
One of them had Kavanaugh's name misspelled with a C and an E.
One of them I saw had like X's in place of the name, like they were going to stick in a name, but they forgot to do that. It's pretty amazing. I think one of the things that went on the steps yesterday that didn't get enough attention was Shannon Bream was from Fox News had to go back to the studio because she felt threatened. Physically threatened. And you know, speaking of gifted Twitterers, Red Steez, a very popular Twitterer, his name is Stephen Miller. He also writes for Fox. Tweeted, you know, is this going to be the where's the outcry that the press is being threatened here?
Right.
Any other press is being threatened. People care about that, and it gets reported and whatever. But a Fox reporter, apparently, that's okay. We could her life can be threatened. She can be threatened with physical violence and stopped from reporting a story.
Well, what people don't know about the Supreme Court, and I happen to know because for about a year, I commuted to D.C. At 3 a.m. on a Monday. I would make a meeting at 7 a.m. I would work through close of business Thursday and then drive back to be with my family for the weekend. I was kind of doing a temporary assignment, kind of in between two other things. And for that year that I did that, I had an apartment that was about two blocks from the Supreme Court, just off of the main drag. What they don't know about this is that the Supreme Court's steps kind of are on the back side of the building, and they back up to one of the worst areas crime-wise in the entire nation. So it's not just that you have a few people making hay, while she's there. It's that you're making hay in a neighborhood where people are more than happy to come out and start throwing bottles at you if you're not paying attention. And so and if you do a crime check of the zip codes of Washington, D.C., you know, I think it's MSN or a couple of other websites have services where you can stick in a zip code and you can see what its crime rating is. And in New York, you'd have something on the range of a plus 50 in some of the really bad areas. And in some of the suburban areas, you might have, a minus 10 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Washington, D.C., every zip code in the metro area is 200 plus.
It's a travesty.
It's
really
terrible.
Is.
And it's because you had lawless Democrats running the place for so long. But I don't blame Shannon Bream. I give her credit for being there as late as she was because she was there literally all day long. And then when that stuff started last night, it was just obscene. And there's Gillibrand, whatever she was chanting, oppose Kavanaugh or some real tricky slang. Like, your job, Senator, is to go hear him out and then vote up or down for him. You know, that's what your job is.
Right, exactly. I mean, they're behaving like children, and it's really too bad that they're going down this road of, You know, I also love the we're going to oppose him with everything we have. We don't really have that much. So, right. You know, go ahead.
Yeah, throw everything you got at him. No, it's just going to be a bunch of fire and fury, and he's going to get confirmed, and we're going to go on with our life. Now, in terms of who he is as a justice, people are saying, well, he's not a Gorsuch. He's not really a Scalia 2.0, but they're saying he's kind of like a John Roberts. Certainly a much bigger improvement over an Anthony Kennedy, right?
Right. Well, that goes without saying. And I think I have heard him be compared to Gorsuch. I've heard the Roberts comparison. No, it remains to be seen. I feel like, I'm not a Supreme Court expert, and despite the fact that Twitter has all become Supreme Court experts during this time. I don't know enough about him to judge, but a lot of people that I trust, including the Federalist Society, like him, and they believe in him. So I feel good about the pick. I think he's a solid choice.
I think so. All right. Well, thanks for sharing your thought on that. Carol Markowitz, of course, writes for the New York Post in this week's column, San Francisco's crisis looks like New York's future. Oh, Carol, you don't know how my heart just dropped out of my body cavity for that. Because here's the thing. San Francisco is about as bad in every respect as a major city can get right now. And it's not just the pollution and the homeless problem. It's also they're a sanctuary city, and they're not going to check on who's there. And they pulled out of the Joint Terrorism Task Force, so they're not even going to work with the feds to try to stop terror threats within their area. Now, do you believe that New York has the potential to really become that bad?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, first of all, what a lot of people said to me or commented to me after my article was published yesterday, they said, New York can't get as bad as San Francisco. We don't have the weather for it. Homeless people flock to San Francisco. There are more homeless people in New York City by far than in San Francisco. Mm. The only thing stopping us from being a place where people poop in the street has been policies. And as those policies get rolled back, as we stop prosecuting any kind of quality of life crimes, we're going to see an uptick in homeless people pooping in the street, because that's what happens. You know, it's not like we don't know what the direct line is. It's if you don't stop people from bad behavior, the bad behavior spreads.
But wasn't there a fear that we were becoming like that before? And then New Yorkers elected a guy named Rudy Giuliani, who came along, and he and Bloomberg kind of back-to-back cleaned things up. I know de Blasio is going in the wrong direction, but maybe we can correct course on this.
Yeah, hopefully.
It would be interesting. Well, you should
read. Thank you, Kevin.
No, you should read what she has to say. It's a very interesting and compelling argument. Carol, always appreciate your insights. Thanks for being
here. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Follow her on Twitter at KAROL. You'll be glad you did. Seriously, she's one of the best reads on Twitter. And read her most recent column, San Francisco's Crisis Looks Like New York's Future, in yesterday's Post, but still online, of course, as well. Kevin McCullough, that chat with Shel Farley is straight ahead. Do not turn your dial.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
Sunny skies and it's 90 degrees in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. President Trump is now in Belgium for a NATO summit on the first leg of his European trek. Trump will then head for Great Britain Thursday, plans to stay there through the week, and the evening of July 15th, he will fly to Helsinki for a summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin the next day. He plans to meet one-on-one with the Russian leader. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill reacting to the president's Supreme Court nomination of Judge Brett Kavanaugh. GOP House Speaker Paul Ryan said Kavanaugh brings extensive experience to the high court. Crazy scene on Staten Island just before noon today. One person is dead, five others injured during a bizarre crash that ended with a shooting in a minivan slamming into the side of a building. An argument outside Staten Island Criminal Court may have led to the crime at the corner of Monroe Avenue and Fort Place. In sports tonight, the Yankees take on the Orioles and the Mets host the Phillies at Citi Field. Checking traffic, alternate side in effect. Inbound Georgia's fine, minor delays at the inbound link and the outbound link in 30 minutes. Outbound Holland Tunnel, a 30-minute delay. Volume delays on the Garden State Parkway northbound 142 to 148. Injury accident in Yonkers on the thruway northbound at exit 6 for Tuckahoe Road. The thruway northbound is slow from exit 8 in White Plains across the Tappan Zee Bridge right up to exit 12. Very slow going on the Palisades Parkway northbound from exit 6 to exit 10. Looks like an accident on the LIE eastbound near Jericho Turnpike just about cleared, and an accident's being cleared on the southern state eastbound near the Wantagh Parkway. Checking your forecast, we already reached our sunny high of 93 today, 71 tonight in the city. Wednesday, sunny skies and 85 degrees. Wednesday night, your overnight low 67. Thursday, partly sunny with a high of 82. Friday, sunny and 83. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code THEANSWER, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THE ANSWER.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With me, we have Mr. Greg Smith of the Daily News. He is the investigative reporter who's been doing all of our reporting on NYCHA over the last 6 years. Now, you mentioned lead paint, which has gotten the biggest story. I believe there was a case filed as early as 2010.
The mayor was confronted by the fact that federal prosecutors had just tried to subpoena a bunch of documents from the Housing Authority related to lead paint. And at a press conference, he said, we have a rigorous program for abating lead paint, and everything is fine. There's nothing wrong here. A month later, someone in the mayor's office said that that was not true, that they were not in compliance on lead paint inspections.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Continuing coverage of Decision 2018. Unparalleled access to assist you in the most important midterm elections of your lifetime. Exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, so last night the pick was made. And as promised, continuing coverage of what it means and the fight that's being waged now against the choice made by the man elected by the people of the United States, which is his constitutional right to do. He named Mr. Kavanaugh, Mr. Brett Kavanaugh, and the guy is obviously credentialed. So I'm curious as to why Christian Gillibrand found herself in the middle of the melee on the Supreme Court steps moments after he was named, having to somehow try to get her message out to New York and the world, I guess, about why she so vehemently opposes the will of the people as expressed through the President of the United States. It just seems odd to me. But let's find out from the woman who would like to take her place. Shell Farley is her name. She's running for U.S. Senate seat in New York State. And Shell, it's good to have you back at the Kevin McCullough microphone. Before we get into Gillibrand specifically, what were your impressions of Mr. Kavanaugh as Mr. Trump rolled him out last night?
Well, he's incredibly impressive. I mean, thank you, Kevin. It's great to be here. But Brett Kavanaugh, you know, was a Yale undergrad, went to Yale Law School. He clerked for Justice Kennedy. He was the associate counsel and assistant to President George W. Bush. He has a spectacular resume, as evidenced by the fact that he has already been confirmed by the U.S. Senate.
Right.
He was confirmed in 2006. Since then, he's had written 300 opinions. The Supreme Court has endorsed his opinions, you know, over a dozen times. And interestingly, it was a vote of 57 to 36. People keep talking about, you know, how will Senator Collins and Murkowski vote? Well, guess what? They voted to confirm him back in 2006.
Right.
So my guess is they're going to vote to confirm him again. And this is all just more posturing for Kirsten Gillibrand's run for president in 2020. Yes, she was out on the steps and she was leading a chant. I mean, this is a grown woman leading a chant, stand against Kavanaugh.
Which, you know, they'd had all of, what, 2 minutes to absorb the idea that he was the nominee. I mean, and you I'm sure you saw on Twitter today, Shell, the email that went out from the Soros groups that had the two X's in place of where the nominee's name was supposed to be when they sent the first draft out.
I mean, sure.
That tells you everything you need to know about how the organization opposing him is being set up.
Absolutely. I mean, and I made a statement last night before it was announced saying that I oppose Kirsten Gillibrand's constant obstruction, that, you know, whoever the president puts forward deserves a full and fair hearing. And she had already said that she would have voted against it before we even knew who it was. And that's her job. And she needs to do her job. And if she's not going to do her job, then we should fire her. Which is why my website is firegillibrand.com.
I was just about to get to that. I love that. It's fire, F-I-R-E, Gillibrand, G-I, two L's, I, brand, firegillibrand.com. And you can go and make a donation to Shell Farley's campaign. But, Shell, the one of the primary roles of the Senate in this particular capacity, as the president was identifying one of his primary roles, you know, probably second only to sending our boys off to war, our young people off to war, second probably in importance to that is who he puts on the federal court benches and specifically onto the Supreme Court. And, you know, not everybody's going to get what they want out of everything. I was probably a little bit more in the Barrett camp going into last night, but when I see the way the left loses its absolute God-given minds over this stuff, I'm like, we've got to have this guy, if for no other reason than to just, you know, put them out of their misery. We've got to take our country back.
Absolutely. I'm just so tired of the hypocrisy. I mean, you know, here Gillibrand is like, oh, this is ridiculous. You can never have a justice, you know, elected in a midterm election year. Really? There are three of them on the court right now who were elected in midterm election years. And Kirsten Gillibrand voted for one of them, Elena Kagan.
Right.
So I get so tired of these people having two sets of rules, one when it's to their benefit and one when it's not. And I think that's why people are just tired of the obstruction and these career politicians in D.C. We need to get the work done, get judges in place and move on and live our wonderful lives.
Shell, what are the voters of New York telling you as you're on the street talking to them on a day in and day out basis about issues like this?
Well, they're telling me that she literally hasn't done anything for them. I mean, that's the incredible truth. We've talked about this before. She sponsored over 300 bills, but not one of them has passed into law.
Mm-hmm.
You clearly aren't getting anything done for your constituents if you can't get a single law passed. And so it's absolutely crazy. And I'm always on, you know, talking about, you know, how New York is a donor state and we lose all this money. And it's $48 billion last year. I mean, it's outrageous. You know, there's all this talk about the Gateway Project. And Kirsten Gillibrand said it was the number one priority. Yet she voted against the down payment for the Gateway Project in March. Happily, it got passed. But I want to bring that money back. It's going to cost $30 billion. And people are like, well, there isn't enough money. Yes, there is. It's our money, and we need to spend it in New York.
Well, you're listening to the voice of a woman who would like to change that entire equation. Shell Farley for Senate. But go to firegillibrand.com, firegillibrand.com, to see why Shell Farley is asking for your vote. And if you're so moved, give her a donation. Help her with the cause. It will make a difference. Shell, always good to talk to you. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Kevin. We can and we will win this in November.
Firegillibrand.com. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I hope that you'll do what I decided to do this summer. You know, every 3 or 4 years, I just decided to do a good cleanse and to make sure that my body is as healthy as possible. And I wanted to drop about 35 pounds this summer. So I've established that as a goal. And I've turned to Dr. Melinda Keller and the Brooklyn Wellness Center. You know why? Because Dr. Melinda Keller has the best weight loss program in America, bar none. And since I've only been on the program for 6 days and have already lost 12 pounds, I'm telling you, I'm going to hit that goal and maybe faster than I thought I would. I want you to give it a try. She will guarantee that you lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. And there's no drugs, shots, hormones, or surgery. It's all natural, doctor supervised. You eat real food and you will get results as well. 718-234-6212. That's 718-234-6212. 718-234-6212.
Hi, Phil Van Horn here from Blue Rock Energy. At Blue Rock, better rates are just one part of tailoring an energy strategy to your business needs. In addition to finding the right rate structures for electric, gas, and renewable energy sources, we explore things like LED lighting, energy management systems, and HVAC improvements, so you can conserve energy in a way that's unique to your business. Visit BlueRockEnergy.com today to learn how to get a free on-site assessment.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. That's 800-518-4020.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck!
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970TheAnswer.com.
Look around, how lucky we are to be alive right now. Look around, how lucky we are to be alive right now. History is happening in Manhattan, and we just happen to be in the greatest city in the world. In the greatest city in the world.
If it's happening in New York, or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. It's Tuesday. That means it's time to check technology news and find out what's going on in the world of that ever-changing, ever-developing, ever-making your life easier? I don't know. Maybe. It's certainly making your life different and in some ways, I think, more efficient. But then my problem is once I get efficient with something, then I cram up the time with other things. And then I just keep staying busy instead of like what I need to do is use that efficiency, then take a breath and then go from there. Anyway, we'll figure out this on our therapy segment on Thursday. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Ari Zoldan is here from Quantum Media Group, and he always has the latest on what's going on. And Ari, it's interesting. The New York Post writes about it today. There's people that are just sick and tired of their passwords. I mean, sick, doggone tired of having to remember what it is that they typed in there 150 years ago and then suddenly never had to type it in. Now they have to type it in to reset something, and they don't know what it is.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Like, we used to think of passwords as being a secure wall for us. But
right.
two things are happening in the industry. A, people aren't cracking it and they're hacking it all the time. But more interestingly, everyone's forgetting it. So what's happening now in the industry is that they're moving towards facial recognition and biometrics. So what does that mean? You could look into your phone, and your phone, the camera on top of your phone, scans your face to be able to verify based on certain points that you are who you are.
Well, and of course, we've already seen that with the Apple 10, because that's been out for, what, a year almost? And the So the interesting thing about that is that you've got people that are having trouble with that. OK, so my morning man, Joe Piscopo here in New York, constantly, incessantly complaining about how his facial recognition does. And he can't get into his own phone. But my own bride in my house, she has a 10. I got the 8. She got the 10. And depending on which day of the week and like if she slept with makeup on or not, or she has her glasses on or whatever, like then all of a sudden it won't recognize her either. Is this going to work?
Yeah, I mean, there's no question. It's like speech recognition. It's like everything in technology. We're just seeing, Kevin, now the first iteration of it. So you could see when there's software updates, you'll constantly see an improvement, you know, not only specifically with facial recognition and biometrics, but you're constantly seeing improvements with technology. And right. It's just a question of time and working out a lot of the kinks.
I kind of thought that the whole thumbprint development was kind of cool, where, you know, you could just put your, because it, I mean, that's I'm more reliable. Like I can never have trouble opening my phone because it's always able to read. And then Apple added, they went from just doing one fingerprint. So say you spill something on your thumb and you can't put your thumb on there. I can load in, like, I think it's 10 fingers. And as long as it's whatever one I've got on there and it's in the library, then it lets me in.
It's amazing. Yeah. And Kevin, you know, 3 years ago, if I would have told you, hey, you know, we're going to be able to put your fingerprint on your phone and it's going to unlock it, you'd say, hey, that's absolutely crazy. So that's where we are right now with facial.
That's true. That's true. They're going to start scanning the pupil of our eye pretty soon.
It's already there. Listen, it's interesting you say that. There are ATMs that are being rolled out as we speak in a beta phase where there's retinal recognition of your eye. I mean, talk about verification. Unless you cut someone's head off and put the head in front of the ATM, there'll be virtually no way for your ATM to be hacked.
Ari, that may be the only thing I've ever heard you say that was the least bit gross.
I usually stay away from the gross topics.
Yeah,
but
I guess so.
I wanted to.
And if you've seen any of the movies, you know, the adventure movies where, you know, someone's got a thumbprint to get into the secret door, they cut the guy's finger off and they hold the finger up. Anyway, okay. Hey, what's this story about the Nordstrom shopping experience? It sounds odd to me, but explain to me what's going on.
So I wonder how much of it is a marketing ploy versus a trend that we're going to start seeing in the industry. So Nordstrom just announced that they're going to be rolling out a bunch of brick and mortar shops. The caveat is there's going to be zero inventory in those stores. So the first question is, huh, what's this about? So obviously, everything has gone to e-commerce right now, so they don't want to carry inventory. But what do you get then? You walk into a store, Kevin, and you're walking out with nothing. So that's going to be a little bit challenging. So people are going to walk into the store. They're going to get sized up. They're going to build a relationship with the salesperson. There's going to be a screen in the store, and then, you know, hopefully within 24 to 48 hours, it will be shipped to your house. Something that we had spoken about briefly, Kevin, off air was, well, don't you want to walk into a store and actually walk out with something?
Yeah, I kind of think, and see, I live in one of those weird households, right? So there's a dividing line between myself and my bride. My bride's 10 years younger. She buys stuff online all the time. She's used to figuring out the sizes and ordering the thing. And then if it doesn't work, she just sends it back and orders the other thing. But she likes having it come to her. I'm the guy that still goes to the store. I don't even call ahead of time to see if they have it, which I should do. Like, I was trying to buy a chainsaw last week, cut a tree down in our yard, and, like, I didn't call the Home Depot to find out if they had the model that I wanted. I drove all the way there. They didn't have it. And I could have saved myself 35 minutes of driving time and the whole time in the store looking for it if I just called in advance. So, you know, developing the personal relationship, I don't have a problem with that. I think that's kind of a good thing. It's kind of a lost art in the society. But what you're describing to me sounds like the opposite of shopping on Amazon, and all the negatives are what you get out of it. So I have to go somewhere. I try something on. I talk to somebody that may or may not be able to get me into the size that I want. And then I have to wait for it to be shipped to my house. That defeats, in my mind, the purpose of why I went to the store to begin with.
I agree. And here I'm making this prediction right now. What I think they're trying to do, and you're going to start seeing these in stores, is that there's going to be scanning machines inside the stores, because the industry right now, the biggest issue with e-commerce, one of the biggest issues, is returns, right? Like you just said that your wife orders stuff and she spends half of her time. I know my wife spends half the time returning it.
Right.
So what if you walk into the store, there's a body scanner, sizes up your exact, your height, your weight, your style, and then you're able to actually inside the body scanner print out, well, not print out, but, you know, press certain colors and fabrics that you want and then get shipped to your house in 24 hours. People are not going to have body scanners in their house right now, but they will have body scanners in the stores. And that's my prediction right here, Kevin.
So more of an experience, relationship building, and maybe more customization, but not necessarily
exactly.
Greater convenience. So that's interesting. All right. Ari Zoldan, thanks so much.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Sunny skies and 90 degrees in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, some problems in the Bronx. I know it's shocking. Accident on the Bruckner South and at Hunts Point Avenue. That has one lane out. Delays on the Deegan North and through that construction zone. So slow on the Deegan northbound from off the RFK Triborough Bridge up to Yankee Stadium. The Cross Bronx eastbound is slow from underneath the apartments out to Webster Avenue. Today and all week long, alternate side in effect. The inbound George is fine. The Lincoln is 20 in either direction. Inbound Holland 10 from either approach. The outbound Holland Tunnel, a 30-minute delay. New Jersey accident cleared in Patterson on 80 eastbound at exit 57. Parkway northbound packed 142 to 148. Turnpike Western Spur southbound slow 16W to 15E. In northern Westchester and Buchanan, 9A is shut down north and southbound at Rockledge Avenue with a gas leak. Looks like an accident in Yonkers. Cleared on the thruway northbound near exit 6, but the thruway northbound is hammered from exit 8 right up to 13 in Rockland. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're not getting a wonderful night's sleep, there's a good chance it could be because of your pillow. And I've got great news, because my friend Mike Lindell, the founder and creator of the most incredible sleep technology ever invented, the MyPillow, has brought back his most popular offer. Buy one premium MyPillow, get the second one free. Sleeping on a MyPillow is unlike anything else you've ever done. It never goes flat. It stays cool through the night. You can adjust it. And the patented fill gives you the exact support you need to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer and awake more refreshed. MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. No questions asked. You can even put it in the washer dryer to wash it yourself. Now, you can get a buy one premium MyPillow and get another premium MyPillow absolutely free by calling 800-506-2641. Use the promo code AM970 or go to MyPillow.com. Just make sure you use the promo code AM970. 800-506-2641, promo code AM970.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're planning an engagement party or wedding, maybe a corporate event or birthday, anniversary party, bar bat mitzvah, have you considered having it on a luxury private yacht? You know, your guests would be so impressed, and the memory that you get to make in that moment lasts a lifetime. Francesca is my friend, and she's going to help you find the yacht that's best for your event. And when we work with her for our big schmooze cruise every fall, Francesca, she throws out the red carpet for us, but she does that for everybody. Friends, you're never going to be able to impress clients or guests any better than having Francesca make sure that your cruise around Manhattan is in her hands. She's got beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000, and guests can board at convenient locations throughout the metro area. Private yacht not in your budget? Then how about a private deck charter? She's got yachts that are all fully insured and Coast Guard certified. And if you go to franstouchofclass.com, you can see them for yourself. Give her a call. Find out about the options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, and give you the details of all the services provided. Talk to her today. In fact, talk to her right now about adding that extra touch of class to your next event. 212-385-9400, 212-385-9400, or go online to franstouchofclass.com. That's franstouchofclass.com, or 212-385-9400.
Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970, The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us each day. Thank you for being here. Thank you for staying with us for the breaking news as it happens, what it means and why it matters. And thank you for not listening to the negative voices around you that, I don't know, want you to believe things that just aren't true. You see, you don't have to. that's the beautiful thing now about the way technology and media and information is being relayed. You just don't have to put up with the nonsense that's out there. Now, I know there's a lot of people that are going to say that this nomination can be spiked. I know there's a lot of people that actually tried to spike the administration so that it couldn't even happen. You know, Mr. Strzok and Ms. Page, they were supposed to begin testifying today. They're in hiding. Where? You don't have to tolerate this anymore. And one of the things I love about the way the current events of our life and world are unfolding is that it's exposing motivations, not just techniques. The left in America isn't just interested in having a difference of opinion. They want to have an anti-American opinion. They don't want more red state voters going to the polls. They want to usher in non-citizens to come get the right to vote. They don't want our Constitution to be determined by the words that are actually on the page, as Gail Trotter said at the beginning of the hour. They want the Constitution to be pushed to the side and new things just be invented out of clear blue sky. And we don't have to put it. We don't have to put up with it anymore. They don't want to do their job as senators like Ms. Gillibrand is supposed to do. She's not supposed to be out leading a protest last night, dogging the nominee. She's supposed to be researching the nominee and preparing herself to question the nominee. And when she has a chance to make her case to her fellow senators to vote for or against confirmation, she should make that case. Her job is to advise and consent. She votes up, she votes down. She doesn't inspire a riot on the steps of SCOTUS. Friends, we don't have to take it anymore. There is a new day that has dawned in America. And it's exposing the left for every way that they hate what America is. And the beautiful thing about it is we outnumber them. Huge, to quote the president. So don't be discouraged. These ad campaigns, they're going to fill the airwaves. You might even have a sourpuss Frank Morano on some morning show somewhere saying he can't get nominated. He can't get confirmed. Don't believe it. Don't believe it. It's a different country, and we love this America. I'm Kevin McCullough.